What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it's hitting for. Financial literacy for your music. Shout out to all the listeners, man. It's lit. It's up. It's stuck. We are charting in a lot of markets, man. Excited for everything that has happened and that is to come. So big shout out to y'all. And as always, we're going to tap into the word of the day, something motivational, inspirational, right? And we said this before, but I'm going to say it again because I love it. Collaboration is greater than competition, right? I'll say it again. Collaboration is greater than competition. Being able to build with like-minded people, to tap in, to connect, building up your network, man. That's fire. That's the way to always succeed, man. So make sure you got like-minded people in your crew, in your set, and that is the word of the day. All right, but today we're going to get into another track. You guys really been asking for this, so that's why we're doing it. I love to do it to talk about some of the placements we got. This particular one was for Monster Energy, and as always, we include a link down below so y'all can see it in real time. You can listen to the song, see how it was used. This particular song is called Stimulus Package, and this song was actually licensed over 500 times, right? So this song got a lot of licenses, a lot of usage. Shout out to my brother Cursor from Paris, man. We've been friends for years. He does a lot of my production, a lot of my mixing, a lot of my mastering. Just a phenomenal producer, man. Talented cat, one of my dear friends. And yeah, like basically this track, high energy. You know, so when you're making a song, like I always say, make sure that the production matches with the lyrics. So just start out with your intentions. What type of vibe are you going for? This particular vibe, we call it stimulus package because when you listen to it, it stimulates, it gets you going. It's a hard beat. We wanted something that was up tempo in terms of like consistently knocking, but also that could be used for like sports drinks. And it worked out. Monster Energy picked it up. This is one of the songs that they consistently license, that they consistently use. And, you know, the song works perfectly. Now, why? The beat is not overly complicated. That's another thing. So, like, when you're doing sync, you don't want to create tracks that got too much going on because it just gets a bit convoluted and too confusing. And the vocals are competing with the beat and it just gets a little crazy. So the beat is very simple but effective. And yet the vocal content is assertive. It's a wordplay. You know, it's very intricate how I piece together those bars to line them up the right way. Right. So when you listen to it and you see it in motion, like you'll see in the link below, you can see how art transitioned into the actual ad campaign that they use, which is very dope, you know, because at the end of the day, like, that's what you want. Like, you're doing this music because you love it, because you're intentional, because you're passionate about it. However, you gotta get paid, right? Like, that's like, let's just keep it a stack. You gotta get the bag. You gotta monetize your skill set. Nobody's trying to be a struggling artist. And we show you how to succeed, how to monetize, how to level up. So when you listen to that track, you'll see like it blended perfectly because we had that vision in mind. It's like when I do music licensing, I intentionally say, all right, what do I want to do this for? Do I want this to be in PlayStation? Do I want this to be on NBC? Do I want this to be like just a record that just goes crazy and gets placements everywhere, right? And you got some records where you'll create that. So know that when you make a certain vibe, it has the potential to be used in multiple outlets. Now, how you spin it, make sure that the content that you're discussing on that record, whether you're a rapper or you're a singer, it's content that can be universal. Like, what are universal concepts? Winning, succeeding, love, being happy, angry, right? We base your content and your direction off of emotions, and you can't go wrong. Why? Because people feel emotions every day, right? And those emotions that people feel, they are portrayed in film. They're portrayed in television. So they're going to need music that's able to actively be able to describe those emotions from an audio standpoint, right? So without someone even having to say anything, when you hear that track below, it's like, all right, I'm knocking, I'm with it, I feel the vibe, I get it, I get the content. And that's what it's about when you're making your music. Think of yourself basically as like a movie director or like a TV producer, right? But you're doing it for music, right? You're recreating these styles, recreating these vibes So, you know, basically like the listener or visually, it makes sense, right? That's important. So, you know, like I said, you guys can check it out below. See creatively where we took it, how we took it, you know, how it was used. Like I said, it was a lot of outlets that used that, a lot of companies as well. So, you know, big shout out to all the business partners that utilize that. And yeah, sound off below. Let us know what you think about the track. This episode was rather short, you know, short and sweet to the point, because we just want to hammer home the point of different examples of music that we got placed, how we did it, and how you could do it too. All right. So until next week, as always, peace out. Music licensing in the coolest form.